The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, Jalen Strong meets our kid reporter.
Brand new show that you definitely haven't heard of.
How you know?
Like, it's brand new.
How do you know?
It just came out like last week.
And Christian Covington shows off another hidden talent. Texans Buzz starts right now. We've got another great show for you tonight on Texans Buzz. Big week, Sunday night game, pink ribbon day, the Indianapolis Colts fight for the division. Mark is really nervous.
Yes.
Forget the team. Mark is really nervous. He needs this distraction.
I think the players are fine, okay? But me, I'm like an expectant father before a huge division matchup like Sunday night with Indianapolis, the nemesis of the Texans.
Well, it's good that we've got this show then for you, Mark, because we've got a lot of great things to get your mind off of tomorrow's big game.
We do. We have robots coming up later on. We're going to get to know Christian Covington a bit better, Benardrick McKinney, so it's going to be a lot of fun. But first,
let's get you caught up on the news in the stadium this week.
Well, I got something on my face.
If you did, we would tell you.
No, the hell you wouldn't.
Yes, we would.
I hope you would.
With Ryan in protocol and Stephen's been out, your thoughts there?
My tight end situation.
Well, with guys out.
I'm sorry. I was daydreaming there for a second.
I look at other contracts of like other defense ends, and then we watch them on tape, and like even before we go out of press, I'd be like, hey, JD, man, what you think about this person? Hey, what was this contract? What did he get in a year?
He motivates you a little bit. You guys chatter back and forth.
All the time.
I'm always yelling out a number. And when he hears it, he knows what I'm talking about.
You can't afford to have the mindset of anything else other than, you know, this is a must win. What happened last week happened.
All right, see you guys later. We can only be so lucky, right, Mark?
We can only be so lucky, Mark.
Yes! He said my name. Actually, he said Mark Berman's name. It wasn't me.
It wasn't you, but you got something on your face there.
Well,
you know,
Clowney was looking out for himself there with the media, getting some help, and thank you for assisting with me.
You know, we've talked about the big game tomorrow night, and one player who always has a big game, Jalen Strong. And I like this new nickname that we've coined for him unofficially.
The Colts Killer. Colts, if you're watching, nothing to see here. But Jalen Strong did have two touchdown catches in the game here last year, and he had the big one up in Indy when the Texans beat the Colts there for the first time.
So we're going to put him to the test. We set him down with our kid reporter this week.
I have a joke.
Okay, what's the joke?
Why are there frogs on the baseball team?
I don't know why.
They catch fly balls.
That's a good one.
Do you feel like DeAndre Hopkins gets too many passes caught and you need to get some, and you just like need to get some attention and you're like, hello, I'm right here.
I mean, if DeAndre would drop some passes, I may feel like that, but DeAndre catches everything.
Yeah.
So we're good.
What's the hardest thing about being a grown up?
Hardest thing about being a grown up is that you have bills. A lot of bills to pay.
Yeah.
There's something called taxes.
Who was your favorite sports player when you were a kid?
Allen Iverson. You know what Allen Iverson is?
No, not really.
Not really? You know what sport he played?
No.
What are we doing here? He doesn't know Allen Iverson. We got to get you to figure out who Allen Iverson is, man.
Hey, come on.
Just one of the greatest to ever play the game of basketball. One of the greatest.
Basketball? Well, yeah. I only know the history of football. What was your favorite cartoon when you were a kid?
My favorite cartoon when I was a kid? Wow. See, I watched so many cartoons. Probably Dexter's Laboratory.
Huh. I never really heard of that one, though.
How old are you?
9.
Okay, yeah. I understand. Yeah, what's your favorite cartoon?
SpongeBob or this brand new show that you definitely haven't heard of.
How you know?
Like, it's brand new.
How do you know?
It just came out, like, last week.
Okay, so what's it called?
It's called The Loud House.
So how is it your favorite show if it just came out
Like, it's pretty funny. It's, like, about one boy who lives in a big family with 10 sisters.
How do you know next week's episode could be boring? So how do you know if it's your favorite show?
I don't know, really.
Well, this show's been on for more than a week, and could it be your favorite show?
It's my favorite show. It's my wife's favorite show. It better be.
Still to come, get to know Christian Covington.
Get to the chopper. Do it now. Do it now.
And Bernardrick McKinney answers fan questions.
What's your favorite flavor of Doritos?
Stay tuned. It's that time of week where we get you caught up on everything social media. It's October, that's Halloween season, and Braxton Miller is ready. Check out this picture that he posted of his new shoes. They look like referee stripes, but when you look a little bit closer, they're skeleton bones. How clever, right? You know what would be even better is if he had some gloves with the bones to match, so maybe he'll have those coming up soon. All right, Thanksgiving doesn't come before Halloween, does it? It does in Canada. Christian Covington tweeted this out, wishing everyone up north, our Canadian neighbors, a happy Thanksgiving. They like to celebrate Thanksgiving on the second Monday of October. If you ask me, I think it's brilliant. You celebrate Thanksgiving in October, and then on Thanksgiving in November, you can hit the mall, and you're not missing time out with your family. I like how you're thinking, Canada. All right, next, Vince Wilfork. How does he drink his coffee in the morning? Out of a very big mug. Check this picture out. Big Daddy has a Big Daddy mug. And if you look at the gallon behind it, it's like half the size of it. From Big Daddy to becoming a daddy, Tom Savage is about to have his first baby, well, his wife is anyway, in about 15 weeks. And timing is everything for quarterbacks, isn't it? Hey, Tom and Katie, if you need some clothes for the new baby, Charles James has you covered. He unveiled his new sock and hat collection last week, Deuce Designs. 6 hats, 6 matching socks. Now, Charles James isn't the only one that can have happy socks. Everybody can have happy socks. All right, you know what I'm happy about? It's time for the Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Students at Griffin Elementary School in Katy nominated their PE teacher as an outstanding teacher, and Brian Peters showed up with a personalized game ball. Congrats, coach. You know, there are a lot of hardworking teachers out there. If we could give all of you game balls, we would. All right, that's going to do it for us. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it, like some stuff, and you might see it on here next week.
Every man wants a mug that says Big Daddy on it, and that size mug. That's awesome.
Well, you know what, Mark? We have a little surprise for you.
You do?
It's not a Big Daddy mug.
Yeah, I want a real one, though, okay?
Just the
that
picture.
Does not look real to me.
We can create pictures of almost anything. But yeah. You know what? Christian Covington celebrated Thanksgiving this week.
In Canada and
in the U.S. But we got a chance to find out more about him in this week's Get to Know.
He doesn't just catch Pokemon. He catches quarterbacks, too. He's oh so nice, and he played at Rice. Repeat after me. It's time for CCTV. You're from Canada. Who's the greater Canadian? Avril Lavigne or the guy who played Anakin Skywalker?
I'm going to have to give it to Avril Lavigne. She made Skater Boy. And growing up, everybody was listening to that song. She kind of, you know, had a more lasting impact on my childhood, so I'll go with that.
Were you, in fact, a skater boy?
No, I was not. I was too big.
Did anyone ever say, she said, see you later, boy?
No.
We know you. We've seen you play an instrument. You're great at that. What other hidden talents do you have?
I yo-yo.
You yo-yo?
Yes.
It's interesting you say that, because we have...
Oh, my God.
We have a $27 yo-yo that we just bought, and this is yours, but can you show us a trick or two, please?
Okay. Man, oh, man. Put him on the spot with this whole thing.
I know. How'd you get into yo-yoing?
You know what? You know how they have the book fairs that come around during elementary school and whatnot?
Sure.
So, I mean, they used to do that all the time at my school, and then they also did a little, I guess.
Whoa.
They also did a thing with the yo-yos. And so, like, I bought my first yo-yo over there, and I kind of just got hooked from it, so.
Holy moly, what is that you just did?
Oh, that was just a man on the flying trapeze, and just, you can do regular tricks, you can do actually string tricks with it, too, so. They make it flag. Everything you do with regards to hobbies, it has to have an artistic side to it, I believe. It's just, you know, whether it's music, whether it's reading, you know, you could be reading poetry, or the simple sport of yo-yoing.
You have many talents.
Thank you.
We've seen some of them right there. You're also good at impersonations. We saw you do Bugs Bunny.
What's up, Doc?
Who else can you impersonate?
Oh, man. That was a bad Bugs Bunny. But, I mean, I guess.
Come on.
I mean, everybody could do an Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. But, I mean, you know, JJ kind of has that down pat.
Dad, put that cookie down. Now.
No. Let's hear yours.
Get to the chopper. Do it now.
You talking to me?
Huh? All right, I love this picture. This is an awesome picture.
It was. Oh, my goodness.
Power Rangers.
Yes.
Which Power Ranger would you be?
Oh, green.
How come?
Tommy. He's the baddest of them all.
Being an NFL player, you get a lot of cool photos taken of you. But that's a different photo that they took of you guys. That's fun with your teammates.
It is. You know, I mean, it's kind of funny just because I was able to... I got the first one from my sister. It was like the red Ranger Beanie from my sister. And I was like, you know what? I want to just collect all of them. So I started collecting them all. And then the D-line was just like, you know what? Well, JJ actually started. He's like, I want one. So I was like, cool. I'll just get everybody one.
Time to play Say What?
Say What?
With Christian Covington. And it's brought to you by I.W. Marks.
October 31st.
Halloween.
There you go. Birthday party has lots of these floating around.
Bounce houses.
Floating around in the room.
Bubbles. Balloons.
There you go. Pass. Oh, Vancouver hockey team.
Canucks.
There you go. Big old caribou-like creature in Canada.
Elk.
Other one.
Moose.
There you go. Oh, tiny little guys in Star Wars. Tiny little dudes.
R2-D2s.
No, the furry little ones.
Oh, Ewoks.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, the man fought Bruce Lee in the movies. He's one of the baddest dudes on the planet.
Oh, Chuck Norris.
Yeah, there you go.
That was great.
I would just like to say that Drew totally sprung the yo-yo on Christian Covington. He had no time to practice those tricks. He literally handed him a yo-yo, and he started doing those
amazing
tricks.
That's amazing. And by the way, we had it on good authority that Covington went into the locker room and started doing tricks for the players, and they loved it. But we don't have that on camera because we're not allowed in there at all times. Darn it!
But you got to see the tricks firsthand on Buzz, and I think that's even better, right,
Mark? Yeah, and you know what else you got to do on Buzz? Ask Benardrick McKinney questions on Snapchat. He went right to work.
What's your favorite flavor of Doritos? I think I like the Doritos they used to have. It was like second degree. They were very, very hot. How long does it take to master your face paint? It take me about 2 minutes to put it on when I'm trying to get right, look mean, try to get it fresh on me or whatever. Who's your favorite singer? I'd probably go with Chris Brown. No, I checked it back. I like Casey and JoJo. What do you do after a win? Straight to sleep. Go straight to sleep after a win. How does it feel to be the cutest player on the Texans? I wouldn't say cute, but I'd probably say handsome. But feels great. Feels good.
I like how Bernardo McKinney does not argue that he's the cutest player. Mm-hmm. He just sort of qualifies it with it's
yes.
Handsome.
Bernardrick, as somebody who's very humble myself, I can totally relate to the way you are.
Next on Texans Buzz, players visited breast cancer patients and lifted spirits. Welcome back to the Ford Studio. Sunday is the Pink Ribbon Game, and we had some players out and about this week.
Yeah, we did. And before we get to that, it's so interesting that we fully accept this and acknowledge it and celebrate it now. Football players wearing pink, and it's all for such a great cause. And we were reminded of that this week at Houston Methodist.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and on Tuesday, the Houston Texans took a surprise trip to Houston Methodist. Wide receiver Jalen Strong, running back Lamar Miller, center Greg Mance, and offensive lineman David Quessenberry went from room to room, spreading joy by handing out box lunches provided by Kroger, as well as Texans gift bags.
I've sat in that chair, and I've had that chemotherapy running through that IV, and so I know what they're feeling. And I know it's good to just have the conversation sometimes, you know, not about what they're going through, you know, talk a little football and get their mind off what they're going through right now. But it's important to just keep fighting because they're there is a great reward at the end, and that's remission.
I didn't get a hug yet. I'm Greg.
So nice to meet you.
Dad had cancer, so lost him when I was 9. So just coming in here and, you know, trying to uplift their spirits in the way I can, you know, because I've been through the experience before losing my dad. So just letting them know everything will be okay.
You know, that's exactly what it was, a great pick-me-up. Although I'm always probably in good spirits, but just to know that they took time out of their busy schedules to stop by and see us, it just means the world.
It's good of you all the time. You know what it's like to work hard and push hard. So that's energizing to me. When you don't feel good, to do it anyways.
Right.
You stretch yourself a little bit all the time. I'm not as good at doing that right now. So that is motivating. You know, you don't get there easy.
And you motivate us.
Yeah.
Well, you motivate us.
It's great to see the players out and about in the community, and I really hope they were able to bring a smile to those ladies' faces. It's always fun to see that.
You know, they light up when the Texans come through the door at Houston Method. It's great. It's a great warm-up for what's going on Sunday. Total acknowledgement for Beat Cancer and Pink Ribbon Day.
Wear your pink. Players, robots, and football. Next on Texans Buzz. The show really has it all. We've got yo-yos, we've got the Pink Ribbon Day, but you know what? We didn't have any robots, and we got robots now.
You know, it's week 6. It's about time we got some robots on the show.
This is the first NRG showcase here in the home of the Texans, NRG Stadium. We're very proud to partner with the Texans on this great event in the community to generate excitement about the football season, about the big game, but also really to reach out to our communities, work with students on STEM, really help build the next generation of leaders who are creative problem solvers, excellent thinkers, great leaders for us in this community.
Great competition here. Several teams from around the Houston area, you know, they're getting together with their engineering minds to build robots to be able to go through certain athletic competitions here on the very field. So, you know, it's a great turnout right now, and we're having a lot of fun watching these robots go at it.
We started preparing for this event about a month ago when we got the challenge from NRG. From then, we just broke off into sub-teams to accomplish the different tasks we needed to. And through the struggles and everything, we figured out how to make the robot work. Our strategy for the game is to do the best we can. We know everything won't be perfect, but hopefully everything goes as we want it to.
And it'll go.
3, 2, 1.
There we
go.
Let's go. It was the farthest shot.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm kind of just blown away by, you know, the minds of these young people. You know, I never really got into engineering really myself, but to see this, how, you know, they come together to build, you know, such mechanical, technologically advanced, you know, pieces of machinery, you know, it's kind of insane to, you know, see them come together like this.
Kids these days are very talented. I mean, yeah. I was making volcanoes out of tomato sauce and baking soda when I was
yes,
that age.
Yes, and these kids are making robots. And I'm glad we're not picking games against the robots, instead against a dog. But the dog is still beating us.
Dog
anyway.
Is pretty good. Yeah. This week, he's in the driver's seat once again. Mark and I have a new strategy. We're going to pick the same games because we want to beat the dog.
United front, beat the dog, and then we're going to beat the Colts.
We're going to beat the Colts.
And that's the chant in the stadium tomorrow. Beat the Colts. Pretty simple. I think you'll be able to do it, and you'll get this sign when you go to the game.
That's right. And that's going to do it for us for Texans Buzz. Thank you so much for watching. We are pumped up about tomorrow's game. We hope you are, too. And we're going to leave you with this.
Fast, physical, and relentless.
Not on time it is. Dominic, work for the left. Start with us and end with us. We family tonight, and I love everybody.
Yeah. On three. One, two, three. Play with passion. Play with passion. Second, go three. One, two, three. Action.